entire house would have to live on protein shakes for a week. Peter, is this the sort of stunt you would have pulled when you were running the joint?
No.
No?
It changes the nature of the show from being kind of a zoo to a circus, I think. And I think it's somewhat at the peril of the format, because if you create an expectation amongst the contestants there'll be a stunt, they don't just get on with their everyday life and they wait for the excitement of the stunt. And the audience does the same thing. And I remember the EP of the German show said after the third year they'd gone very stunt-based. And he said, the only thing we could do next year is actually kill someone. It's the only thing we've got left. And he was warning all the rest of us, don't stunt too much.
And don't kill people as well. That's good advice.
He didn't.
No, OK, good. Sometimes if a housemate is hated by the public, they'll blame cruel editing once they've left the house. Peter, have they got a fair point?
Depends on the show. On a show like Big Brother, we used to tell them to say that. If they'd made a mess of their time in the house, the psychologist would, first thing they came out of the house, before they did any interviews, would say, just say we edited you badly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The truth is, as a producer, you're absolutely motivated to get the story as right as you can. You can't put words in their mouth, you can't make them do things. When they come out, it doesn't go so well sometimes, and they don't like it about themselves, so it's easier for them to be able to say, oh, it was the editing.
Is there a difference with this format, because you're putting shows to air while the show is still going, and you don't know what's going to happen?
I've got no control over tomorrow, so I'm going to try and do the things today that best set me up for tomorrow. A show like Survivor, they film everything up to the second last episode, then they edit it backwards. And so... And so, with that level of control, you really could construct characters that didn't exist.
Heading overseas, but still in the Big Brother world, you'll be pleased to know that the winner of Celebrity Big Brother is my spirit animal, Gary Busey.
Please welcome your winner, Gary!
Gary, 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 Gary.
What a speech! Heading to the States, where the ultimate dating show wrapped up last week on cable network FYI. The Danish format Married at First Sight has come to America and delivers exactly what it says on the tin.
I'm going to get married.
What?
Married without seeing a person?
What you're about to see is a radical new social experiment. Six singles who have done everything to find love.
I've been single for the last year and a half.
My last relationship ended like 6 months ago.
2 years.
Now, they'll let a team of experts arrange their marriage.
I'm here to try and find you the love of your life.
I'm ready.
They're putting one of the most important decisions in life into our hands.
I'm looking forward to the follow-up, Divorced at First Christmas. The bride and groom know nothing about each other. They meet each other for the first time on their wedding day. Poe, on MasterChef, you had mystery ingredients. Would you go for a mystery...